When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Who, Dan, is your top three?
I don't even know if I have a top three. This is the problem. I don't know if there is three people.
I knew you were going to ask that.
Who are we taking out? Are we taking anyone out of the room?
Klopp.
Half of those people order, on that list.
In no particular order, three names that I will consider.
You're going to say De Zerbi.
De Zerbi would be in there. Pep Linders would be in there. Emery would be in there.
That's three.
I read the rules. Flick would be in there. Simone and Zaghi, if you could pull them out of Inter, would be in there.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, if we're like...
So there's five. There's five names.
Thiago Motta, Thomas Tuchel, and Pep Linders.
Is Thiago Motta the CDM who I'm thinking of?
I think he was.
Did he play for PSG at some point?
Yeah.
DMC.
Not anymore.
We had a big old chat about this last night, didn't we, on the watch along?
Yeah, Slaughter and Chloe's FIFA.
It looked like he's Juventus bound, but if he wasn't, he'd be in amongst the candidates for me.
Oh, you said Tuchel.
Tuchel and Pep.
Okay. Unai Emery.
Can I throw a curveball in? Sorry to interrupt you. What do you think? Thomas Frank.
No, absolutely not. You get away.
I have a problem with that at all, to be honest with you, Don. I don't think it would work with the Liverpool fan base.
I have the same problem I have with De Zerbi, with Thomas Frank is a better
human being than Roberto De Zerbi.
Yeah. Wait, why is De Zerbi such a horrible human being? Why?
My worry with him is that I've just got a vision of like him barking incessantly at the side of the head of Pep Guardiola and or Mikel Arteta while they cruise away from us to win another league title, and he's just this really shouty fella, and that's what he's got, and that is a bit, and that's stupid. That is a fear that is not based on how he plays or his coach or his tactics and all that kind of stuff. It's just how he conducts himself.
Yeah.
He feels like the kind of guy who, you know, we talk about, like, we love emotion on the side of the pitch. It's become the buzzword of the last decade of managers. Managers show passion on the touchline. I worry that he's more of being a narc that'll just get him in, you know what I mean? Like,
so I think he's
stop blaming everyone else.
His recent comments have been terrible.
I just think if he's yours, it's different.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, we've seen that
with players over the years.
Players, yeah, that's a Suarez thing.
And everything. Look at Diego Simeone. Diego Simeone, look at him. Like, Atletico fans adore him, but he's a narc.
Yeah.
But I don't think De Zerbi's that. I just think he's a bit of a tip.
But also, Atletico Madrid are not Real and they're not Barcelona. And I'm not saying we are those two football
he's a
clubs
fit for them.
Because he is the perennial underdog. Yeah. So maybe, course, maybe,
if,
maybe
if I asked the Liverpool manager, a Liverpool fan about Diego Simeone, they say no.
Diego Simeone's also, again, he came into there being one of the best defensive midfielders on the planet, having been an Argentine international playing World Cups. He came with a huge, with De Zerbi. Again, it goes back to that point. I'm looking at Sassuolo and I'm looking at these things. And it's another one. He's just, for me, falls into that category. He's with Thomas Frank and he's with Andoni Iraola for me. Of these, and he might be able to step it up, but yeah, again, he's just in a mush of managers with me.
A mush
of managers, and
a
it could
gaggle.
be
a gaggle. No,
but it is. They've all got
a technical area of managers.
Bits and pieces that makes me think they could be all right.
Thomas Frank, personally, I think I'd like, but tactically, there's just something about it.
But
where
is that
I'm
because
like,
of what he's got
level.
At his disposal?
Maybe it is. I don't know. There's just
but he completely changed the way Brentford played when they got to the league. They were a ball dominant side.
Absolutely fine with that. There's just still something there about it that I just think no.
But on a human level, personally.
But on a human level, he seems lovely. On a human level, I just go back to where he was going over to the fans and he goes and hugs Spots. Them and things like that. Just, like he seems like a sound.
Just needs to be someone who's on the rise, and that's the thing. Someone who's like, you know, who
I can be excited.
You can punching above your weight, and is a necessity. And some of these managers kind of are, but in a hard to measure kind of way. It's hard to measure how much the Zerbi really is punching above his weight, because ultimately he's in the Premier League. You're never going to win anything in the Premier League, but managing Brighton is not going to win the league. They're not going to win a major European, they're not going to win the Champions League, being in, you know, because they're not big enough to do that. So this is like looking around Europe, and you mentioned Inzaghi, you know, like I don't know anything about him, but I know that he's done a good. I know, you know, when we got Rafa, he'd broken the hegemony of La Liga with the third to fourth favourite team in that league at that time, and he'd won a European trophy in the process of it. Amorim's done that a bit with Sporting and winning the league in recent years, and had some Champions League experience as well. Mm-hmm. Alonso's about to do that, or has just done that. In the Bundesliga. Those kind of things make perfect sense to me. And why I say a mush of managers is a bunch of guys who are good enough to be Premier League managers, but it's impossible to know whether they're good enough to make that step.
And that's the problem. Yeah. That's the thing that we're all going to have to make peace
with. That's
what
we are now.
Because there's no outstanding candidates. And Carlo Ancelotti ain't coming. No. Pep Guardiola ain't coming. Xabi Alonso ain't coming. Zidane might or might not be a manager anymore. Nobody really knows. He might or might not have been a manager when he won three European Cups. Nobody really knows.
He was just the presence, I think.
But like, we are in the eye of the storm here. Not to get like all philosophical on it and stuff, but like, we're all the type of people here who will find a way to be happy and look positive about it. Yeah. But right now, we're in that sort of darkness. We're in the shroud in a computer game where you don't know what's around you. It'd be nice to see what it is and open it up and stuff like that. There are people out there who will stick with those opinions, unfortunately. Throughout. So if it is the Zerbi, they'll hate the Zerbi the entire time, and they'll tell you at the end, I told you so.
I'll pretend.
I'll be the opposite.
As soon as he's signed as our manager, there is, you know what, actually,
because we're in that weird spot now, we all have those fears that we can't let go of.
I don't have three names. I genuinely don't have three names to give you.
The guy at Stuttgart is another. Sebastian Hoeneß is another.
I don't know anything about him.
Sort of trends well compared to Klopp's Liverpool, and he's over. I think he took over Stuttgart, and they're like 15th last season, and they're third right now.
Well, they were ahead of Leverkusen last season,
so not as good as Abby still. Okay, cool. But your point is spot on that. With that case, is that I'll get behind any guy as a Liverpool manager, because I'm a Liverpool fan. That's my job, and also just that's what we're born to by being Liverpool fans. That's how you support your football team. But I'm more fearful of that thing. What you're saying there, it's all that people it hides, and I've seen it in recent years with Everton, and it's like the worst way that existence of that is Rafa Benitez taking over the Everton job, where they didn't want him. They didn't like him. There was no positive vibes between them at all. But once he's in, you can go, well, he's won the European Cup. He knows the city. He understands it. You can start to spin it. But deep down, there's a percentage of their fan base, and it was a much larger percentage. We're just going, this is shit, and I can't really get behind it. And of course, we had that whole like Agent Rafa thing waiting in the wings for it. And that's the thing, when you get someone who's not got a presence, that percentage of fan base, because you have it with everyone, everyone is hated by someone, you know, in the world, and the bigger you get, the more that percentage of that people is, and that's the problem. Now, our managerial choice, there is no 100% acceptable decision. Alonso was the closest we could get to it, and then you chop and you go Ruben Amorim, and every time you make a cut down that list, that growing faction of people who will never be fully bought into them as Liverpool manager, even if they, because again, Rafa had it, where there was those voices, the centres get bigger and bigger when things don't quite go your way. Fucking yeah, hard task. Yeah, anyway, because you're going to be fucking hosting any more managerial chat shows, so I can't do this. I'm just a fucking miserable twat about it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.